I don't know. Do you listen to Big Fatty online? Is that in your regular?
I do. Yes. Stuff, and in fact, I'm going to call him soon, but I don't remember what his theme song sounds like for some reason.
You did hear him this week when he replaced his exiting theme music with our exiting theme music.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't everything from his show taken from other shows out there, like Anti-Scotch Show or...
So I thought repurposed. It would be funny if I ended today's show with his theme song, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
We're part of the RNL Podcasting Network. Yeah, we're a proud member of the Pride 48.
So we won't do it. There's a joke that's gone. It's just gone.
Stein.
Do you think your mom should call Big Fatty?
Sure. I mean, would people recognize her?
Are you going to do a good morning for him?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I don't remember what his theme song sounds like for some reason.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4112 of the BFO for Thursday the 9th of November 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day, which includes, can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Betty, we hear it. Hello, spoiler alerters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, today it is the finale of the Big Brother for the 25th season. And y'all, it's going to come down to the winner of the first part of the three-part head of household and the second part of the three-part head of household. Now, y'all, spoiler alert, if you do not want to know who won the second part, because they hadn't even shown the winner of the first part, and I went ahead and spoiled that one. Yes, Big Betty, thank you so much for ruining everything. Oh, I'm here to serve. Just fast forward about 10 seconds. Yes, Big Betty. As I said before, Matt won the first part, and Jag won the second part. Big Fatty, I think the spoiler alert is over. Yes, it is over. And so y'all, the two winners will face off in the third part later tonight. Y'all, my feeling is, these are my predictions. My predictions are if Bowie Jane and Matt are in the final two chayas, Matt's gonna win. Bowie Jane doesn't have a shot. Y'all, if Bowie Jane and Jag are in the final two chayas, Bowie Jane ain't gonna win. Y'all, she's just not gonna win. Jag's gonna win. But y'all, here's the interesting one. If Matt and Jag are in the final two, who's going to win that? Y'all, I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction. Although Matt is a cutie patootie and has represented his community very well, y'all, I don't think he has the winning resume that Jag has. So, y'all, I'm predicting Jag will win between Matt and Jag. So, y'all, that's two votes for Jag and one for Matt, depending on who's sitting in those final two chairs. Big Fatty, those chairs sound very special to me. Yeah, but not the special Big Fatty, we know, not the special chair that you like to enjoy. Big Fatty, vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy.
rest of y'all today. Today, the 9th of November. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all have met this person many, many times out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. And y'all, I think he was at the first one with that Matt Berlin game. Oh yes, Big Fatty, I love to play the Berlin game. Y'all, he is he's one of those folks that that you want to read the phone book. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Oh yes, read the phone book. A is for A. And then there's AA for Alcoholics Anonymous, and then AAA for the car service. Y'all, I am talking about the co-host of the Big Gay Sex Show, the Jelly. Yes, y'all, I'm talking about none other than Ouija Big Penny. We love the Swede. With the big Swede, we do. And, a lovely dish at that. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, not to be outdone by his husband, Karl Lagerfeld, yesterday, y'all, he is a longtime listener of the little show. Y'all have met him many times at the good days, and y'all, he needs to come. He needs to come. Big Fatty, he knows he needs to come. No, he needs to come to the Leather Weather Weekend. Y'all, by the way, I got a communique from that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. He may be at the Leather Weather Weekend. Big Fatty, y'all. And joining him, it should be to other of today's birthday boys. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only recently retired Guru Nudie from Tampa. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Guru Nudie from Tampa. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Ouija or Guru Nudie on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or behind a dumpster at a gay bar, wish them a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love Fatty the Pooh. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip and I, y'all, we headed on over to Shady Pines for supper with the ladies. But y'all, we had to stop. The Nip wanted to get some. We've got a store called Chicken Solid Chick, and he loves some chicken solid, and they make it fresh every day there. And he tried it and liked it. Y'all, it's a miracle. Anytime the Nip goes and tries something and he likes it, it's a miracle. But y'all, he picked him up some chicken solid, and we headed on over to supper. Y'all, it was a lovely evening. Y'all, I had the special, which was a, it was kind of like nachos, but it was tortillas that had been fried, but y'all, then they were covered in a mole sauce. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, mole. Yes, Big Fatty, Secret Squirrel, and what was that mole's name? I don't know. What was the mole's name? Stinkpot, I don't know. Morocco Mole, that's the one. So, y'all, I had the tortilla chips and the Morocco Mole sauce with grilled chicken and sour cream and cheese. And, y'all, it was a big old plate of food. But, y'all, I ate every bit of it. And I was a little gassy after eating that. But, y'all, I came home and for my dessert, I had an Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Big Fatty, it didn't stop you from tooting, though. No, it didn't. And then, Big Fatty, I don't like that dance on. I know, I'll take care of it. Y'all just go over there and talk to Morocco Mole. Hello?
Hello, 911, please connect me immediately with the Big Fatty online emergency correction number. Hello, Big Fatty online emergency correction number. This is Guru Nudie in Tampa. God damn it, I wish that crow would show. Anyway, I thank you so much for the shout out for Lagerfeld's birthday, but it wasn't him that got the new car. I think it was Moose P's husband, Pooh Bear, that got the new car. Oh, Mrs. Miller. Get out of here, Mrs. Miller. Anyway, I gotta run. We love you. Ciao, babe.
Yeah, I guess it yelled out, of course, was that Guru Nudie, Big Fatty, the birthday boy. It's true. Guru, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, he's exactly right. Big Fatty fucked it up. Big Fatty, no surprise there. Y'all, I got Karl Lagerfeld and Pooh Bear, whose name is Karl, got them confused. Pooh Bear, Moose's husband, got the new car, and Karl Lagerfeld got a donkey cart. Big Fatty, that sounds about right. You know, Big Fatty, it's just getting worse every day. It really is, y'all. I will just be on here and not know who I am. Big Fatty, what do you mean soon? Anyway, y'all, got home. I caught up on the news, watched the Jeopardy, and then, of course, it was time for the Big Fatty. And, y'all, it was the episode, the Ramble Reteed. Says he hates this episode. It's the one where they sit down to have the winner's meal, and they talk about everybody. As y'all, it's like an episode of the Golden Girls, but instead of cheesecake, they have steak and lobster. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, once that was over, y'all, I was ready for bed, and that's exactly what I did. Crawled into the chamber around, I don't know, about 9:30 probably, and y'all slept like a baby. Y'all didn't wake up until after 6 a.m. in the morning, where, y'all, it's taken less than a week for Big Fatty to adjust to the wonderful, wonderful standard time. And, y'all, by the way, that Randy in Pennsylvania, you know, he's the number three fan of the BFO. He sent me a little kerfuffle. He says, oh, I love standard time. It lets me watch the sunset as I eat my lunch. And I thought that was pretty good. But y'all, got up on Wednesday morning, did my morning routine, did the big circle, did Fat Acres, and then I was off to get Ruby Red washed, and then off to the Vines East. Yes, Big Fatty!
Figure
actually, yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as a do on Hump Day, headed on over to the Vons East. Y'all, they had a couple of things on sale that I like. Y'all, they had the saltine crackers. Y'all, you know Big Fatty loves a saltine cracker with a pat of butter on it. And they had the... They've got a thing where they have 8 individual things of saltine crackers in this small packages. They're about a third of a sleeve or something like that. But y'all, it's just the right amount. You don't have to open them all up and they get all soggy or anything. They will buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had some salami nuggets. Big Fatty, that sounds fun. Again, buy one, get one free, so I got some of those for right. Good fatties. Y'all, of course, they had the Sargento shredded cheeses on sale. Picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Del Monte fruits on sale. So I got 2 cans of the pear halves in natural juice and 2 cans of the no sugar added mandarin oranges. Y'all, they had those little bitty Tate's chocolate chip cookies, little bitty tiny bags, 5 for a dollar, but I had a coupon to get one free, so I got that. Y'all, I had to get coffee filters. Y'all, they had the Swiss Miss chocolate, hot chocolate. Y'all, they had a dark hot chocolate. I hadn't seen that before, so they were buy one, get one free. Got one of those. I had to get some pretzel sticks. Y'all, they had 2 new bag solids. One was the Mexican Street Cone solid kit, and the other was the Dill Pickle solid kit. So I got those. Y'all, they had the little quarter sliced ham on sale. So I got that. Y'all make some ham solid. Y'all, I picked up the first jug of eggnog for the year. Y'all, they had the good Bonzi's chicken Caesar solid on sale. They had the beluga. They had the beluga salted butter. Buy one, get one free, so I got that. And y'all, then I had a coupon that if you spent $50 in groceries, you could get $10 off if you bought a $50 Lowell's gift card. So I did that. Y'all, I spent $97.36, but I saved $46.02, and I've got a $50 Lowell's gift card. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty, you just finished that just before the music ran out. I see that. Got home and, y'all, when I was in the Von's East, y'all ran into the mother from the coal mine, and we chatted, I don't know, about 10 minutes or something like that. It was lovely, lovely. Oh, dear, guys, it's lovely to catch up with her. And, then y'all got home, put my provisions away, and y'all, did a little, work on Olive's, estate account. I've got to file some paperwork to get some stocks sold and things like that. But all in all, it's been a delightful afternoon. Went out for a second little inner loop nipple walk, and y'all, I've already met my completed my November challenge on the Apple Clock. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, did you update your iPhone and your Apple Clocks and your computers? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat and Daniel Bieber. And Crooked Hat, what? Tell us something that you're not proud of.
But I don't remember what his theme song sounds like for some reason.
Okay, listen.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.